let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along.
If these conversations are awakening something in you and you're ready to create a fulfilled life, I'd love to invite you to join me live for my free 3-day Create Your Fulfilled Life Masterclass. Click the link below this video to sign up. Welcome to the Fulfilled Life Summit, where we explore one powerful question. What does it truly mean to live a fulfilled life? And how can we create fulfilled lives, lives we truly love? This summit brings together a curated group of global experts to help you release stress, self-doubt, and invisible barriers that keep you stuck and help you to step into a life of greater happiness, wealth, and freedom, a life you truly love, a fulfilled life. I'm your host, Nicole Musker, founder of The Fulfilled Life. And today I'm absolutely thrilled to have Rebecca Whitman joining me. Rebecca, known as the Abundance Mentor, is an international best-selling author, Princeton graduate, award-winning mindset coach, and the host of the globally ranked Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. Her work is built around the 7 pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, helping people create greater alignment, joy, freedom, and abundance across every area of life. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here. I love that it's evening in South Africa and morning in Ohio, where I am.
Yeah, it's great to be able to be talking across the world.
Wonderful.
So Rebecca, I think the first question that I'm asking all of our guests is to just get a sense of what does a fulfilled life mean to you personally, and how might this have changed over time?
A fulfilled life means not wanting what I don't have, but celebrating what I do have. A fulfilled life means contentment, but also excited for more without any pressure or neediness attached to it.
I love that. Being satisfied and happy with what you have, which I think is one of the things we speak about, just happiness coming from the inside rather than happiness having to come from getting more.
So yes, great. It's a decision, not an acquisition, I'd like to say.
I like that. So, and Rebecca, we talk about the 7 pillars of abundance in your bio. Can you walk us through what those pillars are, please?
Yeah. So the 7 pillars of abundance are a way to look at your life holistically. Traditionally, abundance used to mean just wealth, but there's so many people who have wealth, but they're unhealthy, or they have wealth and they're lonely, or they have wealth and, you know, they're just spiritually void. So I created this framework so that you can have abundance in all pillars of life. So they're in order of importance. The first pillar is spirituality. I believe having a relationship with the divine, whatever you call that energy, is the foundation of leading a happy, fulfilled life. And I'm a huge believer in journaling. They have studied the happiest, most highly productive people, and they all journal. So I'm going to give you guys a bunch of gifts at the end of the interview, but one of them is the Abundance Journal, which has 5 questions that will help you get your mindset to go in place. The second pillar of abundance is fitness. And I believe that health is wealth. If you have your health, you have every opportunity in the world. If you don't have your health, your whole life becomes about getting healthy again. Mm-hmm. So I say body before business, and schedule your appointments around your health practices. The third pillar of abundance is emotions. And I believe that all emotions are from scarcity, which is fear-based, or abundance, which is love-based. And you could be having a conversation about anything and look at it as a scarcity conversation or abundance conversation. And people don't even realize. They say, oh my God, I'm so busy. I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough money. I don't have enough love. I don't have enough, you know, energy. Those are all scarcity conversations that can be flipped to an abundance conversation. And at the end of this interview, I'm going to show you a great way to go from scarcity to abundance through a framework I have called the 4 A's of transformation. The next pillar after after emotions is romance. And romance really affects every single pillar, because if you're with the wrong partner, if you're in a toxic relationship with somebody that is bringing you down, putting you down, criticizing you, not believing in your goals and dreams, it's going to be very challenging to lead a fulfilled life. So I encourage my clients to leave toxic relationships, and there's no such thing as a neutral partner. They're either lifting you up and supporting you, or they're draining you and they're bringing you down. So neutral is considered non-existent in my world. So you want to go with the romantic partners, the friends, the business partners that are pushing you up and cheering you on. After romance is mental, and that's working on your mind, learning things. So it could be right now you're doing the mental pillar and the Fulfilled Life Summit. It could be traveling, playing a musical instrument, writing, painting, learning a new recipe, taking a class, listening to a YouTube video, listening to my podcast, The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, whatever you're doing to grow your mind. After mental is social. And a lot of people, especially adults, they don't think friends are important. And they're very unfulfilled because they don't have enough fun. So I encourage my clients to have at least one social event a week where it's not about work. It's purely about fun and connection. And I also believe in the power of community. I say that community creates immunity, because you want to have a group of people that believe in you, that support you, that mentor you. And as well, you want to have someone to lift up and mentor. You can be just a half a step ahead of someone on the mountain, and you could be a mentor. And finally, financial. And people, like I said at the beginning, think that finance means abundance, but finance is the culmination of all these things. Because when you are spiritually and physically fit, have friends, have romance, have energy, you are going to be magnetic and attract opportunities financially. That's why my nickname is the Magnetic Abundance Mentor. For example, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. You're in South Africa, Nicole, but somehow through the law of attraction, you found me. I didn't find you. So you become magnetic to people, places, things, and opportunities. And then I also believe that everybody should have 3 to 5 streams of income, not because I have entrepreneurial ADD, but because this fun, it's exciting. And remember in school, we had these 5 subject notebooks with math, science, English, and history. Well, we know how to multitask. We've learned it since we were little kids. And I think it brings stability in your income, because if one business is having a bad year or a bad month, another business is having a good year or a good month. So I believe in creating a 6-figure side hustle. And that is one of my signature programs.
Amazing. Those sounds like they really work together to ultimately give people that inner happiness, as well as those outer feelings of abundance, I guess the wealth that people generally measure. So that's a great framework. And what happens if one of those pillars is out of alignment? Like, do you see the like ripple effect in the other ones?
Yes, they're all connected. Usually people have 1 or 2 pillars where they're crushing it and 1 or 2 pillars where they're in breakdown. That is why it's good to have a coach, someone like myself or Nicole, to bring that pillar into alignment. And, you know, it just, like for me, for a long time, I had the romantic pillar out of alignment. I had all the other pillars of life working, but I was picking the wrong romantic partners. I was attracted to emotionally unavailable narcissistic men. I haven't married one. And we all know how that turned out. So I divorced him after 3 years, but then I learned how to be healthy from the inside. And I attracted a healthy partner who's my soulmate. And now I'm happily married to my soulmate 4 years. And we moved from Los Angeles to Cincinnati, Ohio, and we're living in our dream house and living our best life. So another of my programs is how to magnetize your soulmate, but especially love. I mean, any of them, if you're in breakdown in your love life, in your physical health, or in your finances, it affects the others. If you don't have any money to go out and meet your friends for, you know, dinner or drinks, that affects your friendship. If you're constantly fighting with your spouse or your partner, that's going to affect your health. You know, if you are too unhealthy to leave the house, you are going to have a hard time, you know, going on dates and being in a romance. So literally, they're all spokes of the same bicycle wheel. Oh, but what I was going to say, I was like crushing it in 6 out of the 7 areas, but not in my love life. I was constantly like in breakdown there. So I had a coach and he said, Rebecca, why don't you apply the same principles that you're using in your health and in your finances and in your friendship group to your love life? And then everything changed. I had an anxious attachment style, but when it came to money or sales or friendship, I was just like going with the flow and I had total faith that God was in charge. And I started to apply that to my love life and things started to shift.
So that's actually an interesting point that you make and something I'd like to kind of get a little bit deeper on. Do you see that being sort of a trend, like that your attachment style or your style in relationships is very similar to what people are doing in money? And then, you know, when they fix it in the finances, does it fix some of the other pillars? Or, you know, how do you see those relating to each other?
I think it is connected. I mean, both finance and romance are connected to your sacral chakra. And it's like survival of yourself and the species. And if you're anxious attached with friends, you might be anxious attached with romance, anxious attached to business. And I think if you can master being secure and protecting your peace in one of the areas, you will learn how to apply it to the other area, unless you have severe trauma. And in that case, definitely need a psychotherapist or a psychiatrist or a coach, because if you have severe trauma from abuse, molestation, you know, seeing some, you know, terrible thing, then that is a lot deeper than what we're talking about.
I agree. So if there is someone who is feeling unfulfilled, they're very successful on the outside. They've got some of the pillars, you know, around finances, possibly, maybe even social romancing sorted, but they're not feeling fulfilled. Like, what do you suggest to them? Where should they begin?
Yes, I would suggest not, and this sounds counterintuitive, but not focusing on the area that is going poorly, but to celebrate what's going well and to ignore what's going poorly. Because human nature is to focus on what's wrong. Like if I go to a party and 99 people say they love my necklace and one person doesn't say anything, I'm going to be like, well, why didn't that person say they love my necklace or whatever? So the human condition, instead of celebrating, wow, 99 people said they love my necklace or whatever. But it's all about celebrating what's going well in your life. And then being aware, okay, this area is not going so well, and seeking help. And that could be through hiring a coach, it could be listening to a podcast, reading books, but not in a way that is to beat yourself up, more in just an interested, curious way. Like, huh, I wonder what I could learn. Let's say you have a great income, but you're, you know, lonely, you're single and you want to be with someone, and you might be single and not want to be with someone. And that's totally cool too. But if you're feeling that calling to want a partner, you don't want to beat yourself up and say, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Like if I could be younger, funnier, you know, wittier, you know, I would attract a partner. You don't want to do it that way. You want to do it more like, oh, well, I guess there's some things that I meant to learn about relationships. Maybe I can study with a coach. Maybe I could read a book on attachment theory or listen to a podcast and just do it more in a curious way rather than a way to beat yourself up. That is why I have seven pillars of abundance, because I have sought expertise, books, seminars, webinars, workshops, coaches in all these areas. And I feel like I have a lot of tips, tools, and strategies. And one of my gifts, yes, you guys are getting more than one from me, is a book that I wrote called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time, where I break down all seven pillars and I give you tips, tools, and strategies to get each pillar to a level 10. And you also get three affirmations for each pillar to get that to a level 10. So affirmations really help too, to get an area where you feel stuck moving again.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for that. And we want to hear more about the gifts later. But just to come back to what you've said, I mean, you mentioned up to a level 10. How do you help people actually assess where they are on their pillars and where they need help or focus?
Quiz that I can give people, and that quiz will pretty much tell you if you're in or out of alignment in each pillar. But I think people know. I mean, I do like a complimentary breakthrough call, and I just ask people, you know, what area of your life is causing you challenge or frustration? And people know right away. And then I could say, what area of your life is working well? And people know right away. It's not such a mystery. We all know, you know, what area is giving us pain right now.
Yeah, I think, I mean, even if you don't want to admit it, often people will know intuitively as well where they really are blocked.
Yeah, and you can look at each area. That's another thing you can do on your own without taking the quiz. And you can rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 and kind of who you are. And you can ask yourself, you know, what action do I need to do to get this to a level 10? Or what kind of change in perception would I need to get this to a level 10? And you can kind of just look at your life through this framework and just ask yourself, what are my next steps to get to the next level of growth, excellence, and unfoldment in these areas? Like a self that I can also help. Yeah.
That's at least somewhat something people can do. And as you work with people over the years, I mean, what have you seen as the most common blocks that people have from receiving more abundance?
Usually for women, because my clients are usually high achieving midlife women, it's usually a self-worth. They think they're worthy of financial abundance. They don't think they're worthy of having the right romantic partner. They don't think they're worthy of feeling radiantly healthy. And it's a self-worth issue.
And how do you help people move through that self-worth?
Well, there are a lot of different ways to do it. One of them is gratitude. To instead of, you know, looking at what they don't have. Happiness is not getting what you want. It's wanting what you have and celebrating it. And you celebrate what you have through a gratitude practice. So in the abundance journal prompts that I'm going to give you guys, one of the prompts is a gratitude list. And gratitude is the fastest way to go from a scarcity conversation to an abundance conversation. And just to look at how much you have. Like, there are people in the world that would only dream of having your problems in your life, like you're living somebody's wildest dream and you don't even realize it.
I think that's such a big one, right? Is this just actually being grateful for what we have? The conversation is, well, it's a first world problem, right? Yes, we've got problems, but it's a first world problem. It's not
like 4 billion people don't even have indoor plumbing. They're living on less than $3 a day of income. I mean, just the fact that we're all here now having these conversations about fulfillment means that we are not seeking food and shelter. We're out of survival mode. We can have a fulfilling life and have deeper conversations. Like, just by being here, you guys are really crushing it.
Amazing. I agree. So, Rebecca, the four A's of transformation. Do you think you could tell us a little bit more about those?
Yeah. So this is another way to go from stuck to unstuck in one of the seven pillars. So I was going to use you as an example. Is that okay, Nicole?
Okay. Happy to be a guinea pig.
Okay. Which of the seven pillars of abundance do you feel stuck?
I think, let me see. Probably physical. The sleep is a challenge for me.
Okay. So you feel tired a lot?
Yes.
So what is it that you tell yourself either when you can't fall asleep or when you feel tired all day? Like, what is the negative or limiting belief around that?
Probably I've never been a good sleeper. I wake up lots at night. That's just normal.
Okay. So the limiting belief is I'm just not a good sleeper.
I know.
Never had.
Never been.
Okay. So the four A's of change works like this. The first A is awareness that you have a limiting belief. So your limiting belief, Nicole, is I'm just not a good sleeper. Mm-hmm. The second A of transformation is not to beat yourself up and say, oh my God, I should know better. I listen to Rebecca's Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I'm a coach. I'm a thought leader. I know all about how words affect our reality. Why am I still so negative about sleep? Don't beat yourself up. Accept it. So the second A is acceptance. The third A is affirmation. So it's pretty easy to make an affirmation. What is the opposite, Nicole, of I'm just not a good sleeper?
I'm an incredible sleeper.
Yeah, I mean, I easily and effortlessly fall asleep and stay asleep, right? I would say that. I easily and effortlessly fall asleep and stay asleep. And then the fourth A is a contrary action that is the opposite. How would you act as if you were a good sleeper? You wouldn't have anxiety about it. You would be, you know, excited to go to bed early because you know you're going to get a good night's sleep. You would be excited about waking up rested and schedule something early in the morning and knowing that, you know, you're going to get sleep. And so the fourth A is to take a contrary action that is in the opposition of your limiting belief. So the four A's, to reiterate, awareness, acceptance, affirmation, and then an action.
And that makes sense. And I think actually the second one is just so critical because yes, people can become aware of it, but it's that acceptance, because I think we have a tendency to go into this real self-bashing when we realize that we're actually doing something wrong. And I mean, understanding that actually as part of that, you do need to accept it rather than push it away. I mean, have you seen that be an important part of the journey for people?
It is, because what you resist persists. Mm-hmm. And resist something about yourself and like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm still so negative about sleep or relationships, or I can't believe I still haven't lost those 10 pounds. I've been trying to lose them since college. Like, if you're in resistance, that is going to just push that away. And I know you wanted the experimental exercise. So let's do this. If you're in resistance, Nicole, and if you're watching this, I know this is my highly fashionable Whoop watch, so don't be intimidated. Okay, so resistance, hold this till your knuckles turn white and you tense, and you could even put your nails into your hands, and like, resistance is pushing against it. Like, oh, I'm not a good sleeper. Oh, I wish I was a good sleeper. Mm. Versus like, I'm just going to give it to God or the universe. And whether I get 2 hours of sleep or 10 hours of sleep, I trust that I'm going to get exactly the amount of sleep I need, and just let it go and surrender it. And that's another journal prompt you're going to get, and the gift, the abundance journal. You'll get a gratitude list and a surrender list. So if you have an area like this that keeps causing you anxiety, just keep surrendering it and keep visualizing, just giving it to God. And nobody died of lack of sleep, Nicole.
No, exactly. And I mean, you do get used to it, but I do, I know that it's, as you say, it's a limiting belief, and it's something that it's totally possible for everyone to have a good night's sleep most nights, you know. And as I have worked on my nervous system and, you know, stress and triggers and stuff, this just hasn't shifted as much as what I thought it would. But I think you're very right. You know, it's that limiting belief that is still there. I mean, and I guess that's a critical part of this. I mean, how is mindset actually affecting people in achieving these seven pillars of abundance?
Mindset is everything, you know, mindset and heart set. And it's all about just being compassionate with yourself and loving yourself. And you're exactly where you're supposed to be on your journey. And you cannot get to the next stage by beating yourself up. So I like to say, take the words would have, could have, and should have out of your vocabulary. So those are words we use to beat ourselves up, and just accept that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And everything is right about you, and go celebrate that if you want to have a fulfilled life. I'm celebrating you all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
I mean, just even saying that to yourself, like, I accept it, it kind of really releases a lot inside the body.
Yeah.
Just true acceptance.
Give yourself a big hug and say, I love and accept myself no matter what.
Yeah. I love and accept myself no matter what.
Yeah, I love and accept myself no matter what. So I would love to share a poem that I wrote, which is also part of your gift, called The Elegant Warrior Manifesto. And it's a way of being in the world that sums up everything that we've been talking about today. So is it okay if I share it, Nicole?
Yes, please.
It's called The Elegant Warrior Manifesto. An elegant warrior satisfies her own needs first so that she can be loving and supportive to others. She seeks validation not from others, but from herself. She knows that true happiness is an inside job. She honors her authentic individuality above societal values and expectations. No matter what kind of energy is directed at her, she responds with love and kindness. She lives delightfully outside the box. She strives for imperfection and self-acceptance. She is quick to forgive others and herself. She lives in a friendly universe. She trusts her intuition. She believes the best about people. She easily leaves relationships and situations that no longer serve her highest good. She shines brightly so that others have the courage to be themselves. She is a spiritual seeker and a perpetual student of life. She is powerful yet feminine. She is a resilient, resourceful, and brave leader.
That is beautiful. And that really does sum everything up, from following your, you know, your soul's calling and not being feeling judged, to, you know, living from happiness inside, as you said, to wealth, to just the way you show up in the world. That really is beautiful. So thank you for writing it, and thank you for sharing it.
You are so welcome.
So Rebecca, I mean, you've mentioned a couple of gifts you'd love to share with the audience. Can you tell us a little bit about them, please?
Yes. So I have, it's called the Balanced Beautiful Bundle. Mm-hmm. You're going to get life-changing journal prompts. I met this woman when I was 20 years old at an AA meeting. Yes, I am sober. And she gave me these five questions that I have been writing out every morning for 30 years, and they've completely changed my life from negative to positive. And I promise you, if you write out these questions every day for 10 days, you will have a miracle happen in your life. So that is my challenge to all of you guys. So make sure you get that gift. So you can get the abundance journal. You're going to get the poem that I just read, The Elegant Warrior Manifesto. You are going to get ageless beauty tips so you can feel healthy and radiant. And then you're also going to get a free digital copy of my best-selling book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. So that's all of the gifts that you're going to get from me.
That sounds incredible. So thank you. Thank you for your generosity and for sharing it with the audience.
You are so welcome. And thank you for having me on the Fulfilled Life Summit. It's been great talking to you, Nicole.
Thank you, Rebecca. And in closing, I'd love to just ask you, like, if you were telling people to take one thing away from today's conversation as to how they can live a more fulfilled life, do you have a final thought?
Yes, I would say to stay in the moment to live a fulfilled life. Because if you're thinking about the past, you're usually beating yourself up or questioning yourself, questioning other people. If you're thinking about the future, it usually is anxiety. Oh my God, what's going to happen? What if this? What if that? But if you're right here in the moment, you can make that decision to lead a fulfilled, happy life. And if you can't find the moment, just feel your feet, be where your feet are. That helps ground you in the present moment. And take a breath and just do the next indicated action. And if you keep doing the next right thing and the next right thing and the next right thing, you will end up having happy hours, happy days, happy weeks, happy months, happy years, and a happy life.
Amazing. I love that. And that does seem to be quite a theme of just presence, being here in the moment. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Rebecca.
You are so welcome.
And thank you to our audience for joining us today. I hope this conversation has given you fresh insight into what it truly means to live a fulfilled life and offered practical tools you can begin applying in your own life right away. Our intention with the summit is not only to inspire you, but to support you in creating greater happiness, wealth, and freedom, a life you truly love. Thank you for being here, and we look forward to having you with us again for the next conversation.
So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, beautiful, abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.